We are your morning mess. It's time for that staycation set up. Listen, man, we got Marie checking in. Now, Miss Marie, you think your man is cheating after finding out that he blocked you from his IG stories?
Yeah.
How long ago have you been blocked?
I don't know how long I've been blocked, but it was like a few days ago. My friend brought it to my attention that she saw a few things that he had posted on his Instagram stories that I never saw.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend's boyfriend and my boyfriend, Ethan, are good friends. And last weekend, Ethan told me he was going to hang out with him at a bar, just the two of them. And then a few days later, my friend and I were catching up, and she mentioned her man was in the doghouse for the night when he and Ethan were hanging out. And that shocked me because Ethan told me they had a chill night. And then she started telling me how Ethan was posting things with another girl that seemed a little too friendly and like too close.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked her man who this girl was, and he wouldn't say anything because apparently he didn't want to be a snitch.
Yeah, you get stitches.
And yeah. So she thought I was as upset as she was about their night out, but I had no idea anything even happened. So now she put it in my head that he's blocked me from his Instagram stories. So I went into his phone when he wasn't around. And sure enough, he does have me blocked from his stories.
Dang.
But I wasn't the only one blocked. He had blocked this other girl, too.
Wait, who is she?
I don't know. I asked my friend if she looked familiar, because I don't know who she is.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, that was the girl that was in his stories over the weekend.
Oh.
So I hate it.
Playing so, both sides.
Yeah, so my theory is that he blocked us both, so neither of us would see the other one when he posts.
That's a new way, again.
What?
Yeah. So I didn't confront Ethan yet, because if he wants to be sneaky, I can be sneaky too.
There you go.
Of course.
Okay, yep. Marie.
But don't block. Make sure he sees it.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's evil genius. So he's blocking the main chick and the side chick. That way you guys don't know about each other. That's crazy. All right. And how long have you been with this guy?
I've been with him like 9 months.
You don't live together. You just date.
No. We're just dating.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the title, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, we're official. I guess I think about it, he ever put it on the social media that we're official.
All right. And outside of that, there's no other suspicious activity. It's just this IG situation.
Yeah. In hindsight, him never putting me on his social media as his girlfriend. Like, now I think that's weird, but, like, I didn't really think about it at the time. He said he just didn't really go on there a lot. But now it looks like he does, and apparently I'm just blocked, and I don't see what he's posting.
You should have brought up the other girl that was blocked.
Yeah, what's her name?
Kimmy.
Let's have Sienna call up your man, Ethan. She's going to call him off from a free romantic hotel stay and see who he wants to put on that reservation. Hopefully he says your name, Marie, and not Kimmy. And if he does, the show is your. And, you know, the thing is Kimmy, the alleged side chick, she probably doesn't know she's a side chick. It's not her fault.
Right. And what if he says your name? Do you bring her up? You have to, obviously, because of what we're doing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
so,
gonna lie.
One way or another, I'm trying to figure it out.
He's gonna lie if he puts your name down. He's gonna have to figure it out on the spot.
Yeah, and how long has he been going out with this girl?
Uh-huh.
Because I don't want to put it out there, but you could be the side chick. What if he's been dating this girl for a year and you 9 months? Yeah, then you're the side chick. And if you get a call like this, are you always gonna do the side chick for the reservation? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
due respect, you do take side chicks.
You do the side chicks, right? So if he does pick your name, you're the side chick.
Yeah, very true.
I didn't think about that, Joey, to be honest.
Oh, there's so much to this. All right, well, either way, you're confronting him because obviously you went through his phone. You saw that he blocked you and her, and your friend saw that he was with her. So
it's not his ex, right? Like, you don't remember any of the girls he's dated?
Maybe.
You know, that just he doesn't want them to see what he's doing?
I haven't ever met any of his exes, so, like, I don't know.
I'm giving him way too much of the benefit of the doubt. I'm sorry. Yeah, we'll just get to it.
I mean, it makes her feel a little better, I guess. There's some optimism there, because if it's an ex, you don't want them to see your stuff. That makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
But then why was he with her, though? Like, either way, he was still with her.
True. Yeah, you're right.
Well, let's all of us shut up. That way we can get to it. Jay, do you have any other theories?
Nope, that was it.
You sure, Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, I felt like that was pretty good.
That was great. You gave her optimism.
Yeah.
Yeah, there could be a lot to this. So we're going to call him up and we'll find out up next, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's give him a call, Sienz.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Ethan?
This is Ethan.
Hey, Ethan, my name is Salinas calling with the Aurora Hotel, and I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
Okay, I'm not really interested in anything like that, not looking to pay for anything.
Well, I can hear that you sound a little confused and hesitant, so I can explain really quickly. But Ethan, we are new to the North Scottsdale area, so we thought the best way to get our name out there was to go through Google and Yelp reviews and find someone who's really present on those sites, pull their information, and give them this grand prize here. So you can stay here at the Aurora Hotel for free, and as long as we get a review from you of your whole experience.
Oh, yeah, I mean, if it's free, that sounds cool.
All right. Well, congratulations, Ethan. I'm very excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a second to think on what the note's going to say, and then I'll write it down whenever you're ready.
Let's do saucy.
Okay. It's always fun.
Yeah, right? I guess I'd like it to say, I'll make you sweat it out.
All right, Ethan. So as I'm writing that down, good saucy note, by the way, I just have one more question for you. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Her name is Kimmy.
Wow.
Who the are you talking about? How long has this been going on?
I'm sorry. Hello?
Well, Ethan, we do legally got to let you know something. We are a morning show. Our show's called The Morning Mess. Your, well, supposed girl, Marie, called in wondering who Kimmy was, and obviously you failed the test and picked someone else.
You're caught to just explain. Like, there's no f***ing reason you should be blocking me from seeing shit on your Instagram. Why the f*** do you have me blocked from your story and then the same girl you just put down for the reservation?
I didn't want you guys seeing anything I post when I was with either of you, you know, that there. Okay, that's the f***ing truth, all right? That's what it is, all right? I didn't want you to see. I didn't want her to see. I don't want anybody to see, okay?
Pathetic. You had to go through all of that trouble just to be a piece of shit. I would rather you just break up with me than be put through something like this.
The thing is, I was with her before you.
Are you f-ing kidding me? Like, so I'm the f-ing tactic. You've been hiding me from her?
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Ethan, so how long have you been seeing this other girl? Appreciate you being honest. How long have you been with this other girl?
It's like 2 years.
2 years?
Wow.
Wow, bro.
You kept this up for 9 months.
And it's safe to say that this other girl has no idea about Marie?
I mean, it's not really her business.
Oh, my gosh.
But yes, it is.
Yes, it is her business.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this. So you've just had two girlfriends for the past 9 months.
If that's the way you want to look at it,
this
I just...
That is what
life.
It is.
Wow, man.
I don't know how you got away with this for 9 months.
Yeah, how did he? Like, how many days a week did you see him? Because in his mind, he's had it figured out in his calendar.
I would see him, like, 2 or 3 days a week. Like, I feel like he was just, like, with each of us, like, every other day. Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had to be.
I don't know how you got away with it this long. Like, I feel so stupid.
I don't know how you please two women, man. I can't keep one. If she gave you an ultimatum, Ethan, to pick her, I'm not speaking for her, but Marie or this girl, Kimmy, who would you choose?
I've been with Kimmy much longer.
Now you know, Marie.
Now I know. So I don't have anything else to say.
Okay.
I don't know what to say. I'm gonna go.
Right. Wait. Hold on, really quick. Ethan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Miss Marie, so I wanted him off. What you should do, you got to DM this girl real quick. I'm gonna send this audio to you so you can send it to her so she can hear. She has no idea about you.
Yeah, apparently not. I don't know anything about her. I don't know if she has any suspicions or whatever. I didn't. But if you can send me this audio,
yeah,
I will absolutely send it to her because I'm sure she would just lie.
Yeah, because then it's just your word and, you know, you can give her a heads up and her butt down. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually him admitting it. He was being honest and it was him saying it. So she better believe it. I hope she would.
What if she's flattered that he is sticking around with her? She's like, oh
no, that's
not going to work.
He picked me. Oh, no, I hope not.
I mean, that's not my problem. I'm going to let her know, and then she can do with it whatever she wants.
Well, go DM her, and we have your email here, so we'll send you the audio.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean...
Go DM her. You're wasting time. You're wasting time.
Yeah,
DM her.
Yeah, he's going to get to it.
Yeah. He's calling her right now, so go DM her, okay?
Okay.
All right. She's wasting time, man. She can talk. Shut up and go hit the girl back. What are you doing?
You really just got to get to it, girl.
Yeah, you know her username. I know you stalked her. She probably follows her. Yeah.
Now's not the time to yap. Is not the time.
She wants to vent. Go hit the girl back up and let her know what he's doing. Because 99% sure that girl has no idea what's going on.
Can you imagine what she's going to feel like knowing the last 9 months she's been getting cheated on?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Both girls got duped.
Yeah. I would love to be a fly on the wall on that. I'm not going to lie.
Of course you would.
The tea's hot with that one.
Yeah. That fly stinks.